Dafman Gimel Alacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perichav Tesalacha Chav Zayin says a fire that was lit on Shabbos for a sick person or for a lady giving birth, you make a bracha on Shabbos. Fire that was made from wood or stones, you make a bracha on Matzah Shabbos because that was the way it was created by Adam. But you don't make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur because you don't make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur only on a candle that rested the whole Yom Kippur. Even though it was lit up for a chayla or for a lady who gave birth in Yom Kippur, you still make a bracha on it because the Shabbos, because it was Shabbos Maver, it didn't do an Aver. Archaim Sumerish Sadechesif says you don't make a bracha on the candle that was not Shabbos from the next Aveira, but that comes to exclude a fire that was lit up for a lady who gave birth or a sick person. Since it was not Hudlik for an Aveira, you can make a bracha on it, but if it was Hidlik, a Goy lit it, since a Jew would light it, he would be over. It's not called Shabbos from the next Aveira Mikri, and then you don't make a bracha on a fire of Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, Perik of Tesla Chavov, the Rambam says a Jew that lit from a Goy or a Goy from a Jew can make a bracha on it. But a Goy from a Goy, you don't make a bracha on it. If it was going outside of town and saw a fire, if a majority of the city are Goyim, you don't make a bracha on it. The majority of Jews, you make a bracha. Fire of an oven or a different type of tanur, a kiraim, like a tchid, you don't make a bracha on it. Coals, if when you put in a thorn between them, it gets lit by itself, you make a bracha on it. Light of a bismedish, if there's a person that's chash that you light up for him, you make a bracha on it. Of a sikneses, if there's a chazan, a shams that lives there, you make a bracha on it. A torch for Avdolah's mitzvah, Rav Ufcher. You don't look for a fire just like you look for other mitzvahs. Unless he has it, then you make a bracha on it. Archaim Sumerich Sadeches Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch says a goy that lit Matzah Shabbos from a Jew or a Jew from a goy, you make a bracha on it. But a goy that lit from a goy, you don't make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur. You don't make a bracha on a nair that a Jew lit from a goy. And we'll see Simon Tafer Shchav Dalat Sifhei what it says over there. The Rambam, Perichav Tes, Halacha Chavav, we already said, so we won't say it again. Archaim Sumerich Sadechesiv Zayin says, if it was going outside the town and saw fire, if the majority of the town is going, you don't make a bracha on it. The majority is Jews, or if you look 50-50, you make a bracha on it. Rambam Shabbos, Perichav Tesalach Chavav, we already said it, so we won't say it again. Archaim Sumerich Sadechesiv Yud says, a fire of an oven, in the beginning when you start burning bricks, you don't make a bracha on it, because then it's not meant for light. After it got burnt, then you can use for light, then you can make a bracha on it. Archaim Simrin Sadiches Sifidal says a nair of Eskenes, if there's an Adukhashu, you make a bracha on it. If not, you don't make a bracha on it. Some say the opposite. And if there's a Shams that eats there, you make a bracha on it. Stavka, if there's no moon shining there. Archaim Simrin Sadiches Sifidal says, if they were sitting with some Edish and they brought them candle, one guy makes a bracha for all of them. The Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, says you don't sleep with Smedish. Whenever you fall asleep with Smedish, his Chachma becomes ripped. So to Shlem Sever, his Chachma, Ukroin Tal Vishnuma. And you don't schmooze with Smedish, even the Vitera, only the Vitera. Even if someone sneezes, you don't say Rafua with Smedish, Asusim, and you don't have to say other things. Kedush with Smedish is Chamer, more stronger than Kedush of Basic Knesses. Yeridei Simre Shema Vav Sifid Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't schmooze with Smedish on the Vitera, even if someone sneezes, you don't say Rafua with Smedish. Kedush with Smedish is more common than Kedush of Basic Knesses. Archaim Simre Sadiches Sifid Vay says, you don't make a bracha on the candle of dead people, because it's not meant for lighting up. Therefore, a mace that they would carry in front of him a candle, if they took him out by day, took him out at night with a candle, you don't make a bracha on it. Barachas Perek Tes Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, what's a psalm from a deserve? A psalm of Erevin Arayis, you don't make a bracha on it, because you're not allowed to smell it. A psalm of mace, a psalm of esakisa, an oil that's meant to take care of the dirt, you don't make a bracha on it, because it's not meant, because it's meant to take away bad smell. A incense that used to make the clothing smell good, you don't make a bracha on it, because it's not meant to smell by itself, the mukvar. So too, someone smells clothing that were burnt with incense, you don't make a bracha on it, because the ikka of some is not the ikka there, it's just the reich without the source. Archaim Sumerich Zayin Sifvei says, you don't make a bracha on the smell unless it's meant to smell. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on the sum of dead people what's on top of the bed, because that's to make sure to counteract the smell of the dead person. What's on the bottom of the bed you can make, because we say that's the cover of the chayim and the sum. So too, you don't make a bracha on the sum of esakise, not on the shema that's done to take care of dirt. Archaim Sumerich Zayin Sifvei says, you don't make a bracha on the sum of esakise, not of dead people. Dafka, what's on top of the bed of a maze, not on the sum that's in the parties of Avodah Zarah, because tam see for goyim is for Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, if you made a bracha on these besomers, not yet, so he has to make new bracha on others. The Rambam in Brachas, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, says, something's a suffix from an eight to an adam, you make a boyimin of some. Voice in the peddler mixed with many different types, you make a boyimin of some. Went to a store of a peddler that sells besomim, he makes a boyimin of some. If he sat there a whole day, he only makes one bracha. If he goes in and out, he makes a bracha each time. Archaim Sumerich Zayin Sifal says, someone goes into a store of besamim that has many different types. Besamim makes one besamim. Sat there all day, it only makes one bracha. When in and out, it makes a bracha each time. Dafke didn't have time in mind to go back, but if he had a mind to go back, he shouldn't make a bracha. Brachas perek tes halacha ches. We already said it, so I won't repeat it. Archaim Simon Eshut Zayin Siv Gimel says, Mogmar, which is the incense that used to make the kalem smell good, you don't make a bracha on it because it's not meant to smell by itself. The incense is just there to make a smell go into the kalem. So too, someone smells those kalem, doesn't make a bracha because it doesn't have the root of the smell, it's just a smell without the root because the root came from elsewhere. Dafnon Gimel Beis, Shachar Archaim Simon Eshut Zayin Siv Tezvav says, a nair is inside his bosom or inside a lantern, which you can't see, or inside a glass. If he sees the flame but he doesn't use the candle, or he uses the candle but he doesn't see the flame, you don't make a bracha on it. He has to see it and use it. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Chav Vav, a Jew that lit from a goy or a goy from a Jew, you make a bracha on it, goy from a goy, you don't make a bracha on it. If he was going outside the city and he saw a fire, if the majority of that city are going, you don't make a bracha on the majority of the Jews. You do make a bracha. Fire of an oven, different types of oven, kifshan, tana, krayim. Chila don't make a bracha on it. Coals, if you put in a piece of wood, it gets lit up by itself, you make a bracha on it. Light of a smedish, if there was an other chasher that you light up for him, then you make a bracha. If there's a chaz and a shamas that lives there, you make a bracha on it. A torch for Avdol is the best. And you don't look for fire just like look for other mitzvahs unless he has it. If he has it, you make a bracha on it. Archaim Sumer Sadichesiv Tes says, coals that are burning so strong that if he puts a little piece of wood in them, it got lit up by itself, it would get lit up by itself, then you make a bracha on it. It's dafka if it's meant to light. Shabbos Perichav Tesla Chavei says you don't make a bracha on the candle till you have a na, so you should be able to tell the difference between a medvei of this state to this state coin. You don't make a bracha on a candle of goyim, because stam parties are of a desire. You don't make a bracha not on a ner of a desire, and not on a ner of dead people. Arachayim Simrei Shadichet Sivdal says you don't make a bracha on a candle till you have a na, which is it should be close enough that you should be able to differentiate between a medvei of this state to a medvei of a different country. Shabbos Perichav Tes Halacha Chavav. We already said it, so we'll skip it. And Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simrei Shadichet Sifalov says, you make a bracha on the ner boi mani ra'esh if he has it. It doesn't have to go searching for it. That's Dafka Matzah Shas. What's your kippah? Some say you have to look, search for it. And the Rosh says someone doesn't have a question to make a dollar when he sees the fire, he makes a bracha on it, so too b'sam. Rambam Brachas Perek Dal Dalach Aleph says, whoever makes b'chsa mazon or ala michya, he has to make it the bracha in the place where he ate. If he ate while he was walking, he has to sit down in the place where he finishes eating and bench. If he ate while he's standing, he has to sit down and make the bracha and bench. If he forgot the bench, and he remembered before the food got digested, he makes a bracha wherever he remembers. If he's amazing, he has to go back to the place and bench. If he benched in the place where he remembered, he's Yotzei Schiv. So to some bench while he's standing or while he's walking, he's Yotzei Schiv. The Tchila should not bench b'chsamazin or al-michya only when he's sitting in the place where he ate. Arachayim Simakuf Peidal Sifal says, someone ate in one place, he has to bench before he leaves that place. Narmon says, Ayin El Simakuf Ayin Ches. If someone left place and didn't bench. If it was b'mezi, let's go back to this place and bench. If you bench in the place, we remember this yoytza. Then once the dafka das rambam, the rush holds, the even shoyg has to go back to this place to get tchila to bench. B'mezi, even with the ever, is not yoytza. If he was b'shoyg, the rambam says you make a bracha in the place we remember. The rav ben yoyn in the rush, he also has to go back to the place and bench. Archaim simkov pei dal tzipei says, how long can you bench till the food in the stomach is digested? What's the shear? As long as he's not hungry because of this achila. And when he starts being hungry, even though he was not totally digested, it's considered totally digested. So to eating fruit or drinking wine, if he's not hungry or thirsty or wants those pears, then he can make the bracha. If he doesn't know l'shar and the sakla. The Rambam says a pair brachas per kalav alachi dalaf. So whoever hears a bracha from the brachas from the beginning to the end and has kavon to be yoytza, his chiv is yoytza. Even though he didn't answer amen. Whoever answers amen after the one that makes the mevorach is like he's making the bracha. That's dafk if the mevorach is chayv in that bracha. If the mevorach was chayv in the ravon and the oin is chayv in atayra, he's not yoytza's chiv till he answers or until he hears it from someone who's chayv in atayra, just like him. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sumrei Shud Gimel Sif Gimel says, a person is not Yotzei Schiv by hearing the bracha, even if he answers Amen, unless he heard it from the beginning to the end. And he had Kavanah to be Yotzei Schiv. And the Mavarach had Kavanah to be Moitzei. The Rambam Brachas Perek Aleph Halachit Gimel says, whoever hears a Jew make a bracha, any brachas, even though he didn't hear the entire bracha from the beginning to the end, even though he's not chayim, that bracha is b'chuyif to answer Amen. If the guy who makes the bracha is a goy, or a pekoris, or a kusi, or a child learning, or he was a gadol and he's changed the way you say the bracha, you don't answer Amen. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sumresh Tezvav Siv Beis says, someone heard a Jew make one of the brachas, even though he didn't hear the entire bracha from the beginning to the end, even though he's not b'chuyv in that bracha, he's b'chuyv to answer Amen. But if the guy who made the brachas of a kares or a kusi or a child, if he was or an adult, but it changed the way the chum made the bracha, you don't answer Amen. The Ramah says you answer Amen after a goy if he heard the whole entire bracha from him. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sumresh Al Sivdat says you have to be choizer that you give him the kosher bracha, try to get the kosher shul bracha to bench. Brachas, perikav, alachit gimel, the Rambam says someone hears a Jew make a bracha, one of the brachas, even though he didn't hear an entire bracha, we already did this Rambam, so we won't repeat it. The Rambam, perik alav, halachit as well says, whoever makes a bracha that's not needed is considered saying Shem Shemayim Lashav, and is considered Nishba Lashav, and you're not answer Amen. Children that we teach them the brachas properly, and even though they break a bracha l'vatal v'shas limud, it's mutter. But you don't answer Amen. Whoever answers Amen after them is not yotzeh chiyuv. Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Simon Reish Tezvav, Siv Bey says, someone has a Jew make one bracha from all the brachas, even though he didn't hear an entire bracha from Techlas Vatsefer, even though he's not chayim, that bracha is chayim to answer Amen. But if the Bevorach is a fekoris or a kusir, a child, or he was an adult and changed the matveh, and the Chacham said, you don't answer Amen. The Ramah says, you answer Amen after a goy if you heard the whole entire bracha. Arachayim Sum Reish Tezvav Siv Gimel says, this day you don't answer Amen after a child is dafka when he's learning the brachas in front of his Rebbe, that it's mutter to learn a child to make the brachas properly, even though they are making bracha l'tal b'shas limud. But when they're saying the Aftaira, for instance, if Nechinik, you have to answer Amen if they're saying a Shahakla, whatever it is. So too when they say the Aftaira in the base of Knesset. Brachas, Perik, Zayin, Alokhidal. The Rambam says, if they finished eating, take away the table, sweep the place where they ate, and then afterwards they wash their hands, because there might be some crumbs there. There's a kazayas, you're not allowed to walk on them or wash on top of them. But crumbs that don't have a kazayas, you're allowed to destroy it by hand. The Rambam, Perik, Zayin, Alokhidal, says, they brought water for the till. So, Dayin, whoever benches because wants that he washes my machine first. So, the chashu person shouldn't sit there with dirty hands until after other people wash their hands. The other people wash their hands at the end, one after the other. You don't give covet in the stink because you're not mechavet as far as dirty hands go, not bridges and not people traveling. Only a doorway that's already mezuzah and when you go in. The Ravid says, I don't know what this is because a gadol could give shus for a cut and to mench. The reason you give them that time is to be ayin v'chsamoz while others are washing their hands. When they're 100, it's enough just to last 5. And not more, so it should be close to the tisadan, should be the bracha. Tisadan that's in between is naksir hefsik, and you should understand this. Arachayim, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph says, Mayim Achayim is Chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch says. And the last halach of today is Arachayim, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud. Some are not noig to wash Mayim Achayim. Even though it's a noig, a person is an instance is used to washing his hand after a meal. For him, it's considered the Yidayim as a Hamas, and he must wash his hands before Brich Samazin. Otherwise, he cannot bench. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Nun.